now you start thinking about what other possible opportunities are there. Russ and I partner up. We start doing passive ideas that are outside of that long-term rental stage, and we're able to have major results in a very short amount of time.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I got Russ Morgan and Joey Murray here. You know, Russ is the founder and partner of Wealth Without Wall Street. He's known as the idea guy. He began his professional career as an investment advisor in 2004 after graduating Auburn. 4 years prior, Russ gave up his certified financial planner designation after realizing that financial planning the Wall Street way was an absolute sham. True freedom comes from that of more passive income than monthly expenses. So this concept's in direct opposition to the fee-hungry model of mutual funds and brokerage accounts. Russ is married, 4 kids. His hobbies are starting a new business, watching his Braves lose again in the playoffs. We'll get to that. I just saw him play live a week or so ago. Joey Murray is a serial entrepreneur, co-founding businesses like Wealth Without Wall Street and Wake Up in Birmingham. He's a co-author of the soon-to-be-released book, Wealth Without Wall Street, 3 Steps to Freedom Through Passive Income, and the top-rated podcast, Wealth Without Wall Street. Joey got his start in the financial background as a mortgage loan originator shortly after graduating college in 2003. After 11 years in that industry, seeing personal financial success, Joey left to help found Wealth Without Wall Street in 2014. The success is fond of, and he's got a marriage, 18 years to his wife, Jessica, 5 beautiful daughters. So I'm excited to have him here. We're going to go into a deep conversation today. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
For having us.
Tell me, how did you, I'm curious about how you two connected from the get-go.
Well, I'll let Joey tell you, because basically this is where he props me up and makes me feel good. So go ahead, Joey.
Neil, Russ and I were great friends at church. And for a long time, he knew I was in the mortgage business, but he would never refer me anybody, even though he's a financial planner. And I knew he had these referrals to give me. He just wouldn't do it. And then one day he handed me a book and he was like, hey, I'm going to start referring you people, but in order for you to do that, you got to read this book. I don't want you screwing anything up, right? Telling my people the wrong advice around mortgages, like getting a 15-year mortgage or something dumb like that. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, of course I'll read the book. He's like, by the way, that's going to be $20. And I'm like, dude, maybe I misunderstood, but this guy must be struggling. I mean, like, he's going to charge me $20 for a book. He must not be doing very well.
Neil, have you ever heard the saying, people who pay attention?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I was going on that.
Yeah. Well, he's right. I actually did read the book because I invested in it. And so I'm grateful, because once I read the book, and Neil, I know your background being in real estate, out being in mortgage, lots of people in those industries struggle to understand their own finances, because Correct. They're always dealing in the urgent and the important, right?
Yep.
It's the next call. I can't miss this call. To get stuck in this kind of like hamster wheel of commissions.
That's right.
And so I needed this book and needed it personally. I started implementing it. And 4 years later, I got so fired up about the results I was getting. I was saving about 3 or 4 times what I had been saving before. Mm-hmm. And I started accumulating first in my life, opportunity funds, right? A place that I could then start investing from, instead of putting money in my 401k, my IRA, 529 plans for my daughters. And I said, Russ, we got to tell more people about this. Like, this is nuts. And so I went home. I told my wife, I was like, I feel like God's telling me I need to be sharing this with the world. Hmm. And she was like, you absolutely should do it. And so I left over $300,000 a year income in the mortgage business and started fresh with Russ. And we kind of went from there building Wealth Without Wall Street.
Yeah. So talk to me about Wealth with All Wall Street. And you're going to tell me the book name here in a little bit, but we're going to let that hang for shortly. Tell me about Wealth with All Wall Street. That could be a whole magnitude. It could be a whole bunch of things, but your guys' premise is what?
Yeah. Our premise is Wall Street sucks. It's an accumulation mindset. There's this thought process that retirement happens at age 59 and a half or later, that there's only one group of people smart enough to manage money, and they're not necessarily just on the street in New York City. They have proliferated across the country in the form of mutual fund managers and financial advisors and financial planners, in which I was one. And I feel confident I can speak to that they know less about money than most people, because most people have figured out a way to make it. And then unfortunately, they're conned into giving it to them. So Wealth Without Wall Street is really birthed out of the idea that we want to help people who want to become financially free do that without having to invest in a 401k, without having to pay off their house, without having to invest on Wall Street, because financial freedom is defined simply, as you said it in my bio, is passive income greater than monthly expenses. And our goal is to help people find ways to create passive income, help them build their own personal cash flow system, help them become a better investor.
Yeah. And so without being Wall Street, what are you left with? What Wall Street would deem alternative investments, like this little thing called real estate?
Real estate's obviously, that's the 80-pound gorilla, right? I mean, that's the 80,000 pound gorilla, right? I mean, one of the things I would say is that early on, that's all I knew was real estate.
Right.
But then what type of real estate, right? I mean, there's thousands of different variations of real estate. So for us, we take a different approach. We say that in order to understand how to invest, you got to understand how to be a good investor, right? There's no good or bad investments. There's just good or bad investors. So one of the things we start with, Neil, is having everyone go through what we call an investor DNA, and then start aligning the things that you want to invest in based upon that. Because the way you see the world, the way that you're going to gain value and give value is based upon who you already are. Right. And for us, that's a key step. So yes, I mean, every single month, Joey and I do a passive income report. We publish it to the world. And we started that in July of 2020. We've done it every single month since then. We started off with $2,500 a month in passive income, which was pretty good, but not great. And we just reported on our July 2022 report, and it was a little over $58,000.
Tremendous. Tremendous. So how does somebody get there? Maybe before we get there, what mistakes are you typically seeing people make before they ever show up to you? And they're like, all right, show me the path, because what I've been doing clearly doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you the main things. Number one, they have put their money in all these compartments. And I was guilty of, I mentioned that to you before in my how we got together with this. I was following the world's advice, and I was putting money into all the things that I couldn't touch or access. So I think that's number one. Mm. If you're constantly putting money into 401ks, IRAs, equity in your house, like thinking that that's safer or more accessible than something else, you're being lied to. And I worked for the big bank, right? Wells Fargo. And I was the one telling people to pay the 15-year mortgage and get down to 10-year mortgages and put all this extra money towards debt, that it was not helping people get to become financially free. Debt freedom and financial freedom are not the same thing, right? So number one, not having access to cash is a major problem that I think our nation struggles with.
Right.
And then the second thing is what kind of Russ just alluded to, is not understanding what sort of investor you are, just chasing ROI, right? Because there are great opportunities in, let's say, long-term rentals. But if I am not going to be really enthused by it, because it doesn't really match up with me, I'm going to probably start and I'm going to fizzle out.
Correct.
And that is exactly my experience. So I had started with a long-term rental. It was very kind of lackluster in its returns and the headaches that came with it. I just was like, this doesn't make sense for me.
Correct.
But now you start thinking about what other possible opportunities are there. Russ and I partner up. We start doing passive ideas that are outside of that long-term rental stage, and we're able to have major results in a very short amount of time. That's what I think is missing.
Yeah, I you know, it seems to me from the outside looking into that investment world, they are, you know, Russ hit it on the head. They're, you know, you're focused on growth and how can we accumulate and build and, you know, do this thing for the very long term so that someday you can retire. When you hit a certain age, it's weird to me that, you know, you guys probably would agree with this, right? Retirement's a number, but it's not necessarily an age.
Yeah. What a great idea. Hey, I would say we had a mentor of ours that said that retirement is a new age idea, right? Mm. Like, you can't find that in the history of our world.
That's true.
Other than looking back into the late 1885 or something. I think it was Bismarck in Germany that came up with the term. And we've all adopted it and assumed that, oh, well, that's what happens. We retire at 65 because this is an arbitrary number that Roosevelt gave us in the, you know, what, 40s or something. So I think that for us, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, right? Are you enjoying it? And have you put yourself in a position to take action on adding value to the world, and dollars follow value?
Well, and just to tack on to what he's saying, we just got done talking to someone who's in our passive income mastermind. He's achieved financial freedom to the point where we were just talking to him, and he said, you know what? I don't have to work right now, and I'm going to make my exit, not because I want to retire, but because I want to now start doing the things that I want to do, mm-hmm. not that I have to do. And even one step further, we said, so what is it that you want to do? Like, what do you need in this next stage of providing value? He said, you know what? I want to be around people that I can collaborate with, people that I can add value to. And he said, I'm trying to think of what else he said, Russ. Maybe you can jump in. He just wants to essentially invest that time well and make an impact. That to me is that's the difference between retirement and passive income financial freedom. Like, those two things could not be farther from the difference in the way that we think about them.
Well, if it's okay, I want to jump in there, Neil. So Joey and I were asked to speak at a conference out in San Antonio, Texas. I don't know if you're familiar with the Land Geek. Have you had Mark Podolsky on your podcast?
Mark, yes. Mark was on a month or so ago. Yeah.
Man, one of my favorite people. And he asked us to come and speak to his boot camp. So I had 100, 150 people there out in San Antonio. And so that's a common question we get. Like, what does good look like and what does bad look like?
Right.
And so we laid that out for them. We said, like Joey was saying a second ago, like, here's what bad looks like. They have no access to cash because they've literally compartmentalized it. They've given up all of that. They have no passive income because passive income is a word that's only available to the rich, right? Right. That's what they assume. Right. Most people just believe that, you know, Neil can have that because clearly he's on his podcast. He's got an amazing show. Like, he's into real estate. Like, Neil can have that. That's just not available to me. And it's expected that I pay all the taxes, right? Like, whenever they just see this new tax bill that's going to increase taxes, like, well, I've already paid them anyway. It doesn't matter, right? Yeah. But there's this level of good. Like, people would say what good is, well, they've done a decent job of getting access to cash, but then they make the mistake of believing that cash is king, right? Cash is king up until the fact that you burn it on every deal. So they build and burn, and don't realize that cash has a significant cost. So they have to use that cash. But maybe they do start building passive income, but it's not necessarily governed around who they are. They just start doing it. Like, some of the first deals that I did, I was just investing where other people were having success, assuming that's what I should do.
Right.
But yet I never felt value in it because I wasn't really aligned with the mission of what it was. It just was a passive income strategy. And then I'm trying to get tax benefits, maybe just specifically out of the deal. That's what good looks like. We're like, but you don't have to stop there. Our friend Mark Podolsky loves to say this, and I'm stealing his thunder here, but when you're at one of his boot camps, he's like, is that good? It's like, no, that's great. And so for us, like, we want to create what's great. We want to leverage cash. We want to have cash growing at all times. We want to invest from our investor DNA, and we want to have a strategy around tax right? We want to invest in things that do give us benefits, but we also want to have a strategy where it's enhanced by everything that we do. And I don't think enough people have seen that there are three different levels. They just assume I have to choose the one that's given to me.
Correct. Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on, and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. RealGritVault.com. Never been on the show who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. No, you're exactly right about that. And it's not, it's dealer's choice and you're in the driver's seat the whole way through, but you got to get on it. You have to have a path, and you guys have created a formal path for people to be able to be able to plug into. That's what I love about it. Tell me about you guys. And, you know, when somebody connects with you, you know, what do you walk them through?
So we have a GPS model, right? We're not really that smart. We just say, well, what tells us the directions when we plug in a destination? You have your phone, you pull it out, you put in your destination. Now it tells you step by step what to do.
And it's never wrong. It always gets you to where you want to go, no matter where you're at.
That's right. That's right. And so the GPS for us, it starts with a goal. And I think that's something a lot of people miss is, again, they chase an ROI, but they don't understand why.
Why?
Like, what is it that I'm really trying to accomplish? And so we have a passport challenge that we put people through. It helps them to dream again. Be honest, Neil, I feel like most people have forgotten what it really feels like to dream. They've given up. In fact, we had somebody at this boot camp that we went to this last weekend with Mark Podolsky. He asked us a really crazy question. I'd never heard it asked before. He said, tell me one dream that you will never give up on, that you haven't given up on, that you'll never give up on. And I thought, man, like, that's a profound question.
Yes, it is.
You know, because it tells me, one, I better have one. If I don't, that's crazy. And what have I already given up on? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of dreams that I've probably already given up on. But anyway, the point being is, man, dream again, get really clear on what financial freedom would look like for you so that now you're motivated to take action. Then the P in GPS stands for plan. And that's finding out who you are as an investor, doing that investor DNA we talked about, building your cash system so that you now have a place to start investing from. And we utilize a concept called infinite banking that we both use, and it's been a catapult for us to create this passive income. And then from there, the S is for support. That's where you're joining a mastermind. We have masterminds for accredited investors and those that are not, and they're both working towards either 100% passive income greater than monthly expenses or 200% in our passive income mastermind, where they want to have a legacy above and beyond just financial freedom. And so that's really our process that we walk people through.
No, that's terrific. Tell me about the mastermind, the types of things, or maybe just give me a taste of it. No, there's a whole bunch of things that generate passive income, fair to say.
Yeah,
and, sure. In real estate, you call the 800-pound gorilla, no doubt. That's just, you know, and Wall Street would call that, right, an alternative investment, as if somehow, you know, what is typically the in Americans' largest single asset is an alternative investment, which makes zero sense, right? But there's a whole bunch of things that they would deem alternative, which are not really alternative. It's alternative to Wall Street because they haven't figured out how to charge you for something that you can just do yourself, right?
Well, I mean, it's as if Wall Street don't invest in real estate.
Yes,
right?
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, I think BlackRock may be the largest purchaser of homes out there. So
yeah, that's correct.
So there's tons of different things. One, we say invest in what you know, invest in what you can control, invest in what you can influence. And we have many people that that are coming to the realization once they come and part of one of our events where we say the greatest way to build wealth is in an operating company.
Yes,
like,
correct.
I, And so we have lots of people that are buying businesses and investing in businesses.
Yep.
The next thing that people get involved in clearly is in real estate, yep. but there's so many different fashions. So Joey and I have a short-term rental company, and we have 26 units here in Birmingham. And obviously Birmingham is not a, you know, high destination city, but yet somehow we were able to, I think last month, bring in a little over $28,000-$29,000 for the month. And that's with it being fully managed by someone other than ourselves.
Yep.
And so there's people that are in that, they're in long-term rental, they're in car wash, doing syndications, whether that's ATMs, sometimes crypto mining spaces, right? And so just the list goes on and on and on from that perspective. There are so many opportunities. There's a little known thing called the reticular activating system. You ever heard this before?
I sure have. Yeah.
Yeah. And for those of you that are riding around and you don't know what that is, just look around and tell me how many cars you've seen on the way to work or way to the gym or whatever just today that are just like yours. That's the reticular activating system. It's the little filter in your brain that's telling you, hey, pointing out the things that are important to you.
Yep.
Well, when someone gets in a position, as Joey said a second ago, where they have access to cash and it hasn't been compartmentalized, now they start finding deals all over the place. Opportunities start coming.
Correct.
Yeah. They go from a position of going, man, I will never have enough money to do all of these deals to a position to go, I will never have enough deals with all the money. Because because money finds deals really quickly.
Yes,
and once you have experience, then you can get all the money you want.
No, you're absolutely right about that. Joey, tell me about infinite banking for the audience at a high level about what it is and how you personally utilize it.
Well, before I do that, Neil, can I ask a follow-up? Did Russ actually answer your question about our mastermind?
He gave me a path. There's no doubt. If you want to take it a step further, and I know that you're right about that. Russ answered in the sense of there's a multitude of ways to generate passive income, and an operating company. You know, my favorite book is from Dr. Thomas J. Stanley, The Millionaire Mind, and he's most famous for The Millionaire Next Door. Millionaire Mind is a very long, and it's really about how one thinks and operates. You know, he details in both books about the where millionaires, and at that time, in the 90s, that was really like the gold standard, right? But $1 million isn't what it used to be, right? And so he details in the book about where these people came from, how they make their money, and Russ hit it on the head. The number one avenue for millionaire creation is self-employment, is operating an entity in which, one controls or influences or operates.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I thought you asked, tell us about your mastermind. And then he completely dodged the question. I don't know how, but our mastermind is a place where we literally bring together the collective. And once a month, we're talking about a topic, either a passive income strategy, a tax strategy, or an infrastructure piece that needs to be in place. So it builds this empire on top of it, right?
Yep.
And then the second meeting of each month, we just mastermind. We just get into break up into groups of three or four, and we talk through the deals that we're working on, the challenges that we're facing. And we get that boardroom kind of mentality of hey, help me solve this or help me get unstuck in this area. And it's super powerful. We also do two in-person meetings a year. The next one's coming up actually in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we just, if anybody wants to learn about that, I'll just send them to passiveincomeretreat.com. That's where you can learn about our events and or about the membership. You can actually link through there as well. So just, I wanted to hit on that before we talked about infinite banking. But infinite banking, I'm going to keep it really brief because it's one of those subjects that could go super deep and in the weeds,
right?
But it really accounts for this. Your dollar has to reside somewhere. And once it's there, it then has to go and be deployed into something else that creates passive income, which is going to create that money to come right back into the place in which you keep that money. The real question then becomes the place in which you store that cash needs to have all of the benefits that you ever wanted it to have. And maybe this applies to you know, that whole dream sequence we were talking about before. But if you think a checking or savings account or the equity in your house is the place to store capital, you're missing out, right? Infinite banking allows you to have much higher rate of return on the where that cash is located. It also gives you tax benefits, even to the point where you can access it tax-free and even pass it to the next generation tax-free, which, you know, compare that to a 401k or CPA start throwing up when you start talking about passing to the next generation. And then lastly, it does have a death benefit associated with it. So it does just build this legacy for impact that I think is super profound and continues the path to the next generation.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. It becomes there is a whole magnitude of things that, you know, if somebody's following a traditional path, there's a whole nother world that can get you there a lot further, a lot faster, and in many cases with a lot less risk and you can sleep a lot easier.
No doubt. No doubt.
I want to do this. I want to move on to what our final segment. Before I do, I'll mention the website you guys just mentioned. It'll be in the show notes below. So anybody who wants to quick link there and get the additional information, that's perfect. I want to move on to the final segment I call 4-4 Impact.
4-4 Impact.
A dealer's Joe, I'm gonna you guys flip a coin or arm wrestle, whatever you want to do. But I'm just gonna lob it out here. Whoever wants to take it, take it. So the first question, your favorite quote.
Man. Well, is it okay if I give two? Because with the way that you set up my bio, I would feel remiss if I didn't give the quote from Robert Kiyosaki that says, mutual funds have never been mutual in nature. They've always been one-sided against the consumer. I think that that's something that needs to be reminded to everyone investing on Wall Street. But the one that, you know, we get a lot, because we get a lot of people who calls and say, hey, is it too late? Or how much money do I need to have? And the answer is Zig Ziglar gave this. It says, you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great.
No truer words have been spoken, right?
So good.
What do you think it is that holds most investors back?
I will go ahead and say, I'm almost kind of duplicate my answer from before. Yeah. One, it's access to capital, not having that first access to capital, and or number two, not understanding who they are as an investor and just kind of getting caught up in the noise of the investing world. You said it best, Wall Street is marketing to us nonstop.
Correct.
Even with the wording that they use, alternative investment, like they own the market on where your investment should be.
Right.
So getting lost in that noise is holding people back.
Yeah. I'm going to ask this of both of you. Outside of real estate, what are you guys passionate about?
Man, for me, and I think Joey probably is going to agree with this, is teaching our kids. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I, we have four kids. We homeschool. It's a passion for us to lead them in the way of what we believe based upon our faith, but also an opportunity for me to teach entrepreneurship to them. And I feel like, you know, I get a beautiful opportunity every single day to jump on a podcast with amazing hosts like yourself and talk about what we do. Yeah. But man, the best thing is when I'm sharing it with the person right next to me, which is my son, one of my daughters or whatever. And I think there's opportunity for us in what we do. Like, it's just the Adam Smith concept of the invisible hand. Like, we set out on this mission really to bless our family. And the beauty of that is we learn all these ideas that we get to bless everyone else with when we get to share a few nuggets that maybe make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say we're passionate about sharing the gospel, you know, that Jesus came and died for our sins and the freedom that comes with that. Because financial freedom is really nothing if we don't have spiritual freedom. But along with that is just what Russ said, being able to invest in the next generation. And my daughter, for instance, she's 16, and I'm sharing with her how to build a land flipping business. She's already bought 100 acres out in Texas and has sold 40 of those. And just yesterday, she's on a call with a guy, and I'm so proud of her, man, just hearing her say, yeah, this guy, he wants to invest in some solar generating equipment on these 40 acres. He's going to pay me $40,000 for these. I'm like, blown away that my 16-year-old is having conversations like that. So that's what I'm super passionate about.
That's great. What's your guys' favorite way to make an impact in the community?
Well, I'll jump in there. I know Joey probably would say the same thing. I feel like the, you know, for my wife and I, we have been a host to a program called the Fellows Initiative. It's a leadership development for college graduates who are 1 year removed, and they have to have a host family that they end up living with while they go through like a discipleship training, leadership training. Yeah. They internship with the company. So one of our coaches has been with us the longest time, for over 6 years now, actually started out in that program.
Okay.
And for us, I feel like making an impact is impacting young leaders that will ultimately be the leaders of our country in many different ways. So that's a huge way for us.
Yeah. No, that's great. Joey?
Yeah, I like to lead small group Bible studies from time to time, and just from a local standpoint. And I think the biggest way that we love to have an impact is just through what we're doing right now, like having conversations that the world can listen in on. And if one little nugget, like something that we're sharing right now, will catapult you to the next level in your investing career, your personal life, whatever it may be, man, that to me it's far greater than I honestly anticipated that I would have the opportunity to do, but it gives me great joy to do that.
Yeah. If folks want to follow you guys, they want to connect up, they want to learn more about you, they want to, maybe mention your podcast here because you can go deeper in the conversations, no doubt. Where can they find you? What should they do?
Yeah. So you can check us out at the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. And secondly, if you have questions about some of the things we've talked about today, we do have full-time coaches standing by that can help you through the process. Or if you just want more information about the masterminds or whatever it may be, just not knowing where you fit exactly, I just encourage you to go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/free call. And you're able to jump on a 15-minute call, no strings attached, and just see if there's the next right thing for you.
No, that's terrific. We'll make sure all those links are in the show notes below for you guys. Russ, Joey, it's been a really good conversation. I've appreciated your time. It's fun. You guys are clearly faith-based leaders and sharing the word to help people and make tremendous impact, legacy impact, really in the lives of others. So I applaud what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us, man, and allowing us to share on your platform. We're always honored to have that privilege. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks so much for your time. For everybody here, we're Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons, reminding that real estate requires real grit. See you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson 1 is a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson 2 is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson 3, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson 4 is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. and lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20x profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register, it's totally free, 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.